Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris, and I've just spent the day with my son, and he's just left, and I've just put a layer of wax over my hiking boots, so I thought I'd record a boo while I'm waiting for the wax to dry. And the boo is about leather and wax, funnily enough, because as I was applying the wax to my leather boots, I thought of the value of leather in footwear, and how it's something that today we don't seem to take it for granted like we once did. There are so many new materials out there in footwear, and especially in the hiking world, where there's all sorts of different kinds of materials and different kinds of footwear we can choose from today, all depending upon the kind of walk that we do, but it can be quite confusing. And indeed it was for me. Although I'd been hiking and backpacking for 30 odd years, when I went to do my pilgrimage last year, which was a 500 plus mile across North Spain, I wanted to find some footwear, something that would suit that particular adventure. So I put a tweet out and I was asking for people's advice, and I got a lot of advice back. And the advice I was given was great. It was from people who are experienced walkers and their opinions and their thoughts. And I weighed all this up and I went for the least attractive, if you like, or the least popular option. I went for leather. And one of the reasons is because I pretty much always go for leather. Boots. I do experiment. I have the pair of boots I had before this were a pair of Berghaus Gore-Tex boots, and they were really good, if not slightly heavy. And I was going to go for another kind of Gore-Tex boot again, but I wanted leather. I thought, no, I want something to last longer than the hike. And what tends to happen with material boots is that they fall apart after a while, and Gore-Tex is notorious. It's a great piece of material for keeping your feet breathable and your feet dry, but should you puncture the Gore-Tex at all, and it's not difficult to puncture, then it becomes, well, no longer waterproof for a start, and that's no good in the hills. Whereas leather's a different matter entirely. You keep looking after your leather, it will stay waterproof as long as you want it to, and it's a simple case of putting wax on. Like I say, you just wipe off your boots when you're coming from a hike, let them dry, and that doesn't take long, by the way. The old myth that leather takes forever to dry is simply not true. Yes, if you stick your boots in a bath, then try and dry them, it'll take a while. But that's only because you've got water on the inside and you drench them from the inside out. But from the outside in, no. I was out today, this morning, and I went for a few miles in the snow, and the snow here is 6 inches deep. Even on the path pavements, it's 3 or 4 inches deep. And I was walking through all this snow and trudging through the passes around where I live. Came back, wiped my boots off. My feet stayed bone dry and warm throughout. And when I was walking across Spain, one of the things that I was advised not to do was buy leather because of the heat. Yet I don't suffer from hot feet. This may just be me, but I don't suffer from hot feet. I suffer from warm feet, which is nice. And even though the temperatures there were 35 degrees almost every day, and I was wearing leather boots, my feet didn't overheat once. And I'm wearing a pair of Brasher Hillwalker GTX2s. So, whether that's a brand of boot, they were my first Brashers, by the way. I'd never had a Brasher before, heard a lot of good things about them, and decided for a number of reasons to go for them. One of the reasons was that they do a slightly broader fit boot. And I'm of a slightly broader foot, so that was good. They do half sizes as well. I always struggle to find a boot to fit me. Depends on the brand. It's usually somewhere between 9 and 10, and they're either slightly big or slightly small. Whereas with the Brashers, they fitted perfectly. I got a size 9.5 and bang on. And they're comfortable from the offset. That was a thing. I put them on, tried them on, and then ended up walking out to the shop literally in them after paying for them, of course. And I bought them from Go Outdoors. They're normally around about £115 a pair, even today, but they were on sale for £59 at the time, so it was a great buy. And so, like I said, I've been putting wax on today, and I usually do it in two stages. I put a coloured wax on first to match my boots. In this particular case, the boots are described as chocolate brown, and I use a dark tan, so I've darkened them slightly over the course of the time into a dark tan. But I like to do that because it brings some colour to the boot, and then I apply a layer of Grainger's G-Wax, or a couple of layers of Grainger's G-Wax, and then I'm ready to go again. Now, this whole process only takes, 20 minutes to put the wax on properly, leave it to dry, start again. So actual labour intensive, I think I spend about 40 minutes on my boots. And those 40 minutes of time are well spent. 1,200 miles in them, and they still look pretty reasonable. In fact, I'd say, I could sell them if I wanted to second hand and get a reasonable price for them. And the good thing about leather is, of course, is when the soles finally wear out, you can get them resold very, very easily. You can't do it so easily with a cloth boot. So just my thoughts really on the value of leather. It's still a good choice for hiking. It will last you in all different kind of conditions too. And with all the fads that are going on these days in the hiking world, and there are lots of fads in clothing and boots and backpacks and all that, your footwear is one of the most essential things to get right. And for me, it's leather. Yes, it's breathable, it's light these days, and easy to maintain, and they will last a long, long time if you look after them. That's enough from me. Great. Thanks for listening. And as always, if applicable, God bless.